are you using these OTAs for your group?
This is a great time of year for us to really hone in on the fundamentals. We've got some individual drills where we're drilling specific things that we want to be better at. And a lot of it relates to the passing game and protection and how we want to put our guys in position to have the most success as pass protectors. So even though we don't have the pads on, it's not a very physical camp, we can get a lot done fundamentally.
How difficult is that, taking that mental rep aspect and then transitioning?
Yeah, it's not easy, you know, but because when you sit in the classroom and you watch film from bird's eye view and you see it, you know, you can say what's going to happen. But when you get down here on the field and you got 11 other guys chasing you, you got a time clock, you got people talking in your ear, you got different things happening on the field because the defense gave you a different look, and now you got to make that throw. That's what the great ones do. So Aaron and Tyler right now know the position that they're in, okay, and Kevin. And the best part about the group of quarterbacks that we have is that everyone gets along so well. It's a friendly competition. We all help each other out. And I think in the long run, that's going to end up really helping this team out.
What's your advice for Marcus Peters after the rookie season he had last year?
He just got to stay hungry. One thing about Marcus is extremely passionate. He's a competitor, but he's goal motivated, which is awesome. You know what I mean? So from last year's rookie mini camp, we set goals after that first practice, and this year we'll set new goals. So he's goal motivated. So I don't think he'll get the big head at all. That's not him.
Talk a little bit about your running back room. Uh-huh. You got some guys that, you know, versus Jamal being gone, they got some experience. Mm-hmm. Just talk a little bit about your group and how they're coming together.
You know what? They're working hard. And one thing they do, they show up. They don't take anything for granted. They're doing an outstanding job in the weight room with Coach Rube. They're doing a great job in the meeting rooms where we're conducting our team meetings. They're doing a great job with special teams. And so I can't complain. You know, these guys come out, they work hard, they understand what discipline means, and then they just come out and detail their work each and every day.
Offensive line as well. Speaking of mixing and matching, that's something Andy, I know, likes to do quite a bit. And one of the young guys, Parker, was in there yesterday. What do you see from that unit?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Parker's a great prospect, and it's nice to get in there with bumpers on each side of you that have a little experience with Fisher and Mitch Morris, even though he's got a year. That kind of helps you a little bit, but that, again, is a position flexibility. We only dress 7 offensive linemen on game day. So a guy's got to be able to swing. And so it's the old, everyone is useful, no one's necessary. The more you can do, the better off you are. And that's big. So we do flip guys around, and we do kind of throw them a fastball every now and then and say, hey, you're going to play left tackle today. I am, you know, because that's exactly the way it happens in a game.
John Dorsey seems pretty excited about him. How excited are you about Justin March?
Well, you know, he was having a good camp last year before he got hurt. He's a great young man, studious, works hard, loves the game, wants to compete, you know, does a great job on special teams. You know, this is all new to him, though. You know, he missed all of last year. So, you know, even though he had that camp, you know, he's having to start really from ground zero. And we're excited that he's out here and anxious to see him play.